Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
I tried to say the name again in my head, and then I was afraid I was going to say something bad.
A chicory chucker.
Chicory chucker. That was
chicory chucker.
That was
chucking
Lorna.
The chicory.
Lorna went out on a date with Bill. They're both
in her.
I guess the barbecue world
or the equipment sales
or the sales world. I don't
whatever,
know.
Yeah.
They met through a professional page online. They went out. He actually has recently moved here from California. She's hoping to see him again because she's not really sure what went wrong. The date sounded great, mm-hmm. but we wanted to get Bill on the phone. Maybe he's just been caught up in moving, stuff like that. Hey, Bill, are you there?
Hey, yeah. Who is this?
Bill, we're Frito and Katie from a radio station here in San Antonio called Y100, and we're calling you with a pretty cool prize.
Is this some kind of setup? Is this a joke?
In some sense, yes.
It's maybe a setup, but it's not a joke.
It is very real. There is a real prize at the end of this rainbow.
It is a second date prize package, so you just have to agree to go out with someone that we pick, someone you've already seen once. We're just kind of hoping we can bring the two of you together again on our dime. Does that interest you at all?
All right. Who are we talking about?
It's Lorna. Lorna would love to see you again. Bill, how does that hit you?
Of course, Mrs. Claus. I knew it.
Mrs. Claus, what are we talking about here?
The old girl is crazy for Christmas. I think the only reason she reached out to me online is because I'm a little bit bigger and have a beard.
Oh, you think that it's a Santa fixation?
She's crazy for Christmas. I mean, are you just speculating, man, or like what makes you think that?
Did y'all talk to her?
Yeah.
We went out, we did some spelunking. I think that's what you call it when you go hiking in a cave. And then we grabbed some food. We were talking to dinner, and she said, "Why don't you come over to my house and check out all this equipment that I have?" And I was down. It sounded cool.
Okay.
But then I got into her house, and I literally have never seen anything like it before. It was like a bad Christmas movie or something. It was just covered with all kinds of Christmas decorations.
Okay, you said Christmas movie covered in Christmas decorations.
Really?
Go on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way too much. Like, for real, her whole house, like every single room, even the bathrooms were decorated with Christmas already. It's straight up, it's chaos. I even if it was closer to Christmas time, I would have already thought it was too much. Like, it was that much. It was crazy.
Uh-huh. But obviously, it is all, well, I mean, I guess at the time.
It's not close to Christmas.
Yeah, we just skipped all the way over fall, I guess.
Right.
Well, I just don't understand why everybody hates Christmas so much.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Bill. Lauren's been listening to the conversation. She wanted to know why she hadn't heard from you, why you hadn't reached out.
It's way, way too early for that. You know, there's not a prize for being the first one decorated, right? Like, you don't have to get going this early. And it's like, you already had like a snow village, a tiny creepy little village, all this stuff. And you know, it's like 5 months out. That's insane. That's not a normal thing to do.
Okay.
So this would have been August, I guess, because we're newly into September.
Yeah, in
so
August.
Fully decorated in August.
This is hard for you, I know, because you don't like people encroaching on your Halloween.
I do love Halloween.
But, like, see, that's what I don't get. Like, me decorating for Christmas doesn't affect anybody else. Like, I love Christmas, like, for the decorations and the lights and the music. And, like, yes, I'm aware, like, you know, summer hadn't ended. But, like, when I started, I mean, some of us just enjoy it so much. Like, I mean, I really just don't think it matters. I mean, like, I don't understand the hostility. Like, maybe just let me be happy. Like, people getting all f***ed. Okay, if you want to wait until, like, mid-December, that's fine. Like, just do that. Like, do that at your house. But, like, I just don't understand why it bothers y'all so much.
Look, because Santa forgot me every single year, okay? I've literally, in my entire life, never had a good Christmas as a child that I can remember at all.
Oh my God.
And I don't like reliving those painful memories in the middle of August because you're tacky. Tinsel just because you like the lights and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I can deal with it when it's contained to a little bit of time. I know what to like walk around, what to step around. I know I can prepare myself fully. But when I bust into your house and it's completely Christmas winter wonderland, then I just
look,
it doesn't make any
that
sense to me.
Like, I can't get away. I really am, but like, I don't get why that gives you the right to on somebody else's fun. Like, maybe focus on Christmas. Can you, like, we can all still have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, just make new memories, like good memories, like instead of being a ranch about it.
Well, maybe just don't be a bitch about it, dude. This whole state sucks.
Wow, Bill.
That's Bill?
Bill. Well, you can just go back to California then.
He might have.
Yeah,
we lost him.
We lost Bill.
That escalated quickly.
Well, you know, maybe there's a reason you never got a visit from Santa.
Someone's on the naughty list.
So you get this a lot. I mean, obviously you're super into Christmas, and this isn't like a new thing. I mean, August is early. Is it the earliest you've gone?
Yeah, I mean, usually I wait till mid-September.
Oh,
but
okay.
You know, I've been seeing Mariah Carey's name a lot, so you know when the urge hits. Yeah,
you just felt the season early, and again, you don't know why it's so triggering to people, which is a good question.
I mean, it's just something about that tinsel.
It does seem like people get really emotional over seeing Christmas decorations,
right?
When it's
right
beyond a certain line,
and it does get earlier and earlier every year.
Well, sorry, Lorna. We appreciate your time.
Wish we could have snagged you that.
That's all right. Love y'all,
Hallmark style. Love you, Lorna.
Love you more, Lorna. All right.